Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm in conversation with Angeliki Antoniou, director and screenwriter of Green Sea. Good afternoon, Angeliki.
Good afternoon as well for you.
Thank you very much. I believe it's around 1 p.m. in Berlin.
Yes, 1:20.
1:20 is 11:20 p.m. in Sydney, so 10 hours difference between us.
Oh.
Angeliki, thank you very much for your time. Very much appreciated.
Thank you too. I'm drinking coffee. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a fruit juice.
Okay, if it's not wine.
No, it's not wine.
Okay.
So, Angeliki, let's talk about your film, Green Sea, which is a charming comic drama about a woman with no memory who starts a new life as a cook at a rundown seaside tavern. But the story you tell in Green Sea is much more than this. It contains several layers of narrative, identity, loneliness, life trajectories, friendship. Would you like to elaborate on these layers?
Yes. First is what I want to say that for me it was very important that in this story there is the matter of identity, yes, and this woman, she has no identity. The protagonist of the film, she has no identity because she has lost her memory. So she has to find her identity again. And she tries to regain and find again her identity through her offering. Her offering is the only thing she remembers, cooking. So a woman without memory creates memories for the others. And she gets back from the regulars, feelings, recognition, love, and everything she needs to recover in a way. So I loved this idea that, and anyway, the people that they go to the tavern, the regulars, they are lonely as well. Most of them are lonely, and even the owner of the tavern is a lonely person. So I thought one needs the others. We need the others to make it. She needs the others to make it, and they need her to create a bond among them. And that was a very interesting story, you know?
I absolutely agree with you. I think you managed to interconnect all of these layers together in a very beautiful narrative, which really speaks about identity and loneliness. So absolutely, this is what the message of the film to me.
And you know, today, most people, you know how we work, you know, even due to the pandemic, we are working at home, we were isolated, we had a laptop or a computer, watching films, not having contact with friends and relatives. I mean, this is very hard. And I think the film brings a little bit of light and of hope. It's a feel-good film without providing easy answers for the audience, yes? And let's just show the Green Sea is a... It is a less is more film with many different layers behind its minimalistic form. And Green Sea is not a film about cooking only, though cooking plays an important role.
Yes, indeed, in a very meaningful way. Angeliki, what was your motivation in making this film? What prompted you to tell this story?
One day I visited a bookshop in Athens I was looking for a new idea, and I didn't know what to do, and I thought I want to make a Greek film and not a mixed film. You know, all my previous films were mixed, you know, because I have studied in Germany and lived in Berlin as well. All my previous films had social issues and were mixed, you know, mixed language, mixed issues. And I had the feeling during the financial crisis in Greece that I would like to make something for Greece. And so I visited a bookshop and I found this book by Evgenia Fakinou. She's an acclaimed Greek writer. The Greek novel, the title of the Greek novel was To See the Sea. And I loved the idea. I read the backside of the book and I loved the idea that a woman who has no memory still remembers how to cook and creates memories for the regulars of a rundown seaside tavern. I thought that it's a very crazy and unique story, and quite different from my previous films, which had been realistic, dramatic, and treated really hard social themes. And so I went for it.
Well, and it's definitely a truly Greek story, no doubt about that.
It is inspired by this novel, but of course I must tell you, when I met the writer, I asked her to give me the freedom I needed, and I said, okay, your book is your book, your novel is your novel, but it's your child, but please let me adopt your child, that I want to make something else out of it. So I had complete freedom. She's a very generous person. She's a famous writer, and she's a very generous person, really. One of the most generous persons I have met in my life. And she permitted me to do what I wanted to do with her novel. So I changed many things. I changed the dramaturgy. I found this green sea attitude. I changed the title. I changed many things. I created a new story, but of course I kept the main idea of the woman who has a problem with her memory, cooking somewhere for regulars in a very simple tavern, in a shady tavern. And I, of course, the character of Rula, of the owner of the tavern, exists as well. There are some things I kept and many things I changed.
What I think it's really works very well in the film is the way you portray cooking as a therapeutic effect. Like food brings back memories of the past and makes people connecting. This is a very interesting aspect of the film.
Yes, but it is like this. Cooking has a healing influence and benefits for our body and for our souls. Because you know something, all people, I mean, look, when we eat something traditional, because she cooks simple traditional dishes, who she prepares thoughtfully and carefully with love. And if we eat something that our grandma cooked or our parents, then suddenly we'll go back to the past, to our childhood, to our youth, and we remember things, yes? It is connected with our memory in the past, of the past. And as well, cooking functions with different, how we call it, senses, yes?
Yes.
Taste, smelling, colors, you know. I mean, it's combined with all these different things. And I think it heals. And if we eat things that we like, then we can have a good feeling and we can have a bond with the others. Eh? It's so important to eat something nice, something from our childhood, from our past, and then with other people together, that maybe they share different memories by eating the same meal.
Absolutely, and food can be can bring comfort to people. So this is something that is works very well in the film.
Yes, and this can create a friendship, you know, relationships, human relationship, friendship, love. We say that love goes through the, how we call it, the belly, stomach. You know, I mean, if you have a nice dinner with somebody and you are flirting and you are eating something nice and you are drinking something nice, it's easier, you know, to give the first kiss later.
Absolutely. Angeliki, I wanted to ask you another question in relation to the main protagonist, Anna. How yes. did you work with Angeliki Papulia to portray Anna? Because Anna is a complex character. It's not an easy one to depict.
Yes, you are right. That was my... we were both a little bit anxious because even I'm experienced, experienced director. She's a very experienced actress and international actress, having acted in different played different roles in different films. But of course, it was the first time she had to play a woman who has no memory. And it was the first time for me to work with her in this direction. It was very difficult. At the end, I found a neurologist in Athens, and I asked him for help, and he shows us some patients with Alzheimer's. And so we studied different characters of women that had amnesia, and we understood how they react, you know?
Yeah.
That they react in another way. They don't react like we react, you know, normal people with memory. I mean, they react more childish, they have other face expression. And they have different reactions as we have. And that helped a lot. And anyway, I mean, it was a lot of rehearsals with her. And then it functioned.
I think Angeliki Papulia...
I wanted to add only something. Sorry.
Sure.
Christiana. I told her I wouldn't like that she comes to contact with other actors. She made only some rehearsals with the painter. And later, I had rehearsal as we had a pause because it was Christmas time and we had a pause of 10 days. I made rehearsals with some other actors, but at the beginning, when she began to film, I didn't want that she has rehearsal, for example. I wanted that she remains strange, distance
yeah.
from the other people. Because for me, it was important that she comes to this place, to these people, and she's a foreigner, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
And in fact, what I've noticed, I really liked Angeliki Papulia's performance. Mm. I think she really did a great job at depicting a complex character because when we see Angeliki in the first half of the film with no memory, and when we see her in the second half of the film when she has regained her memory, her facial expression is different.
Yes, and this we solved this by that is what I asked here for. I thought I wanted to interpret two different Annas. The Anna with no memory and Anna with that she has recovered and she's a normal person and she, you know, she had to act in two different. Yes, you are right.
And I've noticed that, and I was very impressed because this is not an easy task for an actor.
No, you are right. But she's a gorgeous actress. She's really, she's excellent. She takes risks in all her roles, and she's very courageous. She doesn't care if she looks ugly. She doesn't care if you throw her in the ocean, you know, to do something. She's really very, she's strong. She's courageous. She loves what she does. That's only good words for her.
That's very good to know, Angeliki. I have another question for you, which is related to to Green Sea as one of the films included in the Sydney Film Festival section, Europe, Voices of Women in Film, which includes 10 films by European women directors. And this program really shines a spotlight on talented women from around Europe who have directed engaging and important films. And you and all the other women directors behind this section on women in film have participated in a pre-recorded video. And the topic discussed in that video webinar was how to navigate cultural boundaries and tell your own story. So what is your experience in telling stories that are situated in a specific cultural setting, but at the same time can convey a universal message?
I think in this, in Green Sea, it was quite okay and not so tough, because I think if you have something which is national and functions for your country, you know, food is something international. Yes. Having a lost memory is something international. So my national story, let's say, so of Green Sea became international because both elements, having no memory and cooking, national food, creating memories, it's something international, both things. So I could break the boundaries through these two tools. And I think that all the audiences, I have noticed it, because the film has been screened in different festivals in America, has been selected in Japan, in Australia, in Europe. All the audiences understand and are moved by this story, yes? Because all the audiences can understand what happens if you lose your memory and you have the desire that this woman will recover. And all people remember things when they eat the food of their mothers, of their parents, of their grandparents, of their country. So that's the force behind this story.
Indeed, yes. Angelique, I have one last question for you. Have you got any new project in the pipeline you want to talk about?
I have different offers. But do you know something? I have different offers and I'm thinking about an offer, but I'm so tired because I have written, directed and co-produced Green Sea, but as well a documentary, There Are Known Athenians, which I directed, shot and produced. And it was, I must tell you, it was so hard and so long work, 10 years for these both things. Because I had to write the films, to edit, to do the pre-production, the post-production, find the distribution, all these things. And these both films, they costed so much energy. Both of them came out during the pandemic. And that's why I have the feeling that I have to charge my batteries, because if I don't do it, I will have burned out. I tell you, I have to do nothing for some months, not very long, but I need 2-3 months doing nothing, enjoying my post-COVID life, I hope, yes, as much as possible. And I hope I will make it. I cannot make it because every day I wake up and say, oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to have a day where I do nothing. And this is not possible, you know. I have so many obligations. That's why I would like to do nothing for 3 months to recharge my batteries, my life batteries, and then I will be able to do again to think about what you asked me. That's the truth.
It sounds a very good, healthy plan, Angeliki. Good on you.
We are human beings, not only filmmaking. It's something that I love. I'm fully dedicated to that. But life is not only filmmaking.
Absolutely, life is also about ourselves as individuals.
Yes, if you don't recharge your and if you don't if you forget your friends, your beloved friends and family and relatives and then at the end you cannot make any good films.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. So, Angeliki, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the Green Sea at the Sydney Film Festival.
Thank you, Christiana, for this discussion. Thank you very much.
I have been talking to Angeliki Antoniou, director and screenwriter of Green Sea, presented at the Sydney Film Festival. And I am Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.